is getting warm or hot, and yeah, but it's all good. There's time for everything. Praise be the name of the Lord. If we open to 1 Samuel chapter 17, one verse, we'll read
26.
And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should divide the armies of the living God? May the Lord bless the reading of His word as you take your seats. We still continue with our thoughts about Balm in Gilead. However, the text will be slightly different, but it is still the same kind of alignment. Last time, yes, we spoke about is there no balm in Gilead? And then we realize there is balm in Gilead. But the only thing is, sometimes people die at the doorstep of the doctor because they don't want to have faith or to take or believe what the doctor would have said. Also, people can come in church, you also die in your sickness because you don't want to take what the Bible says. But there is balm in Gilead. Now, the other thing as well that makes people not to receive exactly is because of fear. Now, no wonder why the prophet says fear is of the devil. You fail to do or to accomplish, or you actually live under your privileges because of fear. Now, from the scripture we read, I know it's just one scripture, but I'm sure you know exactly what was happening here. It was a time of a battle. And the Israelites, they are full of fear. And yes, they were so afraid. But God said there is balm in Gilead. And then He sent a shepherd boy. And when the shepherd boy arrived and saw the situation or the atmosphere that was obtaining, last service, God was asking a question. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? So David, when he also arrived seeing the situations, he is also asking a question. And his question was, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So this morning, this is what we are going to talk about. To say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? It is not really a question or a rhetoric question, but in other words, by saying this one, David is saying, I don't recognize this one who is uncircumcised.
Wakanga usiri mvunzo nando asi mukutaura mashoko aya David aiti uyu handimuziye pamberi pangu muFilistia.
Maybe if I can just summarize it in case we may not finish or whatever. I just want you to know,
Lord Musie,
you identify who your Philistine is. Whether small, big, or whatsoever, as long as he's a Philistine, identify him and put him there. And yourself, from today or just this service, you are taking the characteristic of David. So you have identified your Goliath is here, that Philistine. And we have you, a David, this other sign. We want you to say with your own mouth, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Backgrounding a little bit, we see there are two nations, Israel and the Philistines. And Saul is the king of Israel. And the Philistines, they are in a mountain one side. And the Israelites on another mountain the other side. And there is a valley in the middle. And they want to fight. Now, so as they are about to fight, a proposition is given to say, yes, why should we shed a lot of innocent blood? Choose a man from you, Israel, one man. If you want your best, it's fine, but just one man choose. From our side, the Philistines, we are also going to choose one man. Now, they are whittling down from nations to mere two people. Now, on the side of the Philistines, it was an anonymous decision. Goliath was chosen. And who is this Goliath? He was a heap of flesh. 6 cubits and a span, the Bible says. Or that's nine, slightly above 9 foot, which is close to 3 meters tall. That is very true. That was Goliath. So, looking with natural eyes, there was no way of escape. I'm sure, you know, 3 meters, it's not small. You know, if we ask somebody who is 1.5 meters to stand up, that was almost like the waist of Goliath. So that proposition is given. And then Goliath starts walking to say, I'm representing the Philistines. Now, the proposition was to say, whoever of the two wins, their nation are the winners, and the one that has been overthrown or, yes, defeated, they will then save the other. So, on the Israeli side, there was kind of like a commotion, trying to look for one man. Even though Saul was head and shoulder above the rest, but when he saw that there is somebody who is above 9 foot tall,
akazoona kuti pane hambo ramakaka iri akadududza.
He could not volunteer himself to go fight. Even when some people volunteered him to say, King, go, he flatly refused. At the same time, Goliath was now boasting.
He's
saying, give me a man. I defy the armies of
Israel.
He was very arrogant. Boastful. Whatever name you might find, good at belittling even the Jews, the Israelites. In fact, he got even angry when he then saw David coming in. He started belittling David with contempt, with disparagement, brother and sister. He was saying, am I a dog? Hey, brother. But we want to thank God. You can have all those curses. Vulgarity, you can say it. You can say it in the presence of Saul. But don't say those words in the ears of David. When David heard those words, he said, I am a shepherd boy. I am the eighth, the last born in the family of Jesse. But I am also a man after God's own heart. What did he then say? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? We want to fellowship on the words of God, of a man after God's own heart. Who is this uncircumcised
Philistine?
Oh, brother and sister, today. In fact, when maybe just going even ahead of the message, there is a portion where David said, he said, today, I am going to kill you. Not tomorrow, but today. If you are also want to take, even brother and sister, the attitude of David, you are saying today, not tomorrow, brother and sister, we are saying today, we are saying, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Not tomorrow. The devil might even whisper something to you. Say, are you forgetting? What was the title of last Sunday's message? You can even tell the devil, I've forgotten. He will say, oh, is there no balm in
Gilead?
You were sick last week. You are still sick today. But say, Satan, listen to this. I am telling you, to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Tell him to say today, I have no relationship whatsoever with you. That is what David the calmly one did. When he came in, his brothers tried to revile against him. But don't worry, brother. Don't you worry, sister. Know exactly what you want to do. Some of these things are stumbling blocks. But you can even leap over a wall. You know exactly where you are going. You know your Goliath. Today we are saying, Goliath must fall. We are not looking at the size of Goliath. Neither are we also looking at your size. But as long as it is a Goliath, big or small, Goliath has to fall. You are a David. Big or small, Goliath has to fall. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says in the message, tested faith produces goods.
Tested faith produces goods.
You know, there are some, you know, subjects, you know, even if you don't read, you are already in the spirit because of the title of the message. It produces goods. I tell you, when you are sick, when you don't have anything, you are being tested. Now, let that tested faith produce goods. Oh, brother and sister, we want such. Producing goods. You go to the shops. You know, I went to, after a long time, I went to the shop yesterday. And then I saw one of the precious couple here with my friends. They had goods. I like that. Perfect faith produces goods. Even if you don't have goods in your house, brother, we are saying tested faith produces goods. Sometimes, you know, pangonumbol stung Mr. Satan.
Sometimes you can just provoke the devil.
Kumudzokorodzera izvozvo.
You keep provoking him right in his face. Tell them and tell him you are daft. You have no understanding. Satan has got little understanding.
Anotozviziva kuti hakunde, but anenge achidangonyora hanzi macorrection. Hakuna macorrection acho zero.
That he will never overcome, but he keeps coming in with correction. Gets nothing out of it.
Zinofo.
He is very daft.
Ndosaka tichitenda kuti vana vedu vanogona, vanopasa.
Are sharp and intelligent in school.
Naishuwa iyoyo.
That is true.
Vanotogona.
They are sharp.
I'm not so sure what I mentioned here, but okay, let me not mention the name, but it happened there was a place where so a minister visits a certain couple or family, and it was a family prayer time. And then just a few words, and then he said, if you want long hair, you'll have it. You then mentioned the name of that one, said you can be number one. And you know what happened? That term, that person was number one. And not only that, that was the only time that person was number one. So if you pick the right mental attitude, all things are possible, brother and sister. 15, the prophet says. So one day while Goliath was making his boast, there was a little old drawn up naughty little fellow with a little sheepskin coat on. And his puppy had given him some raisins and to make some raisin pies, and he had been sent him up to the army to meet his brothers. His name was David.
And
about that time, David arrived in the camp. Goliath came out and made his boast again. So the Bible says, Goliath, almost at morning, evening, he will come and make his boast. So for 40 days he was doing that. And each time he would say, give me a man, all the Israelites, the soldiers, they will scatter for cover. Now, but this is the time he said it one time too many. And it landed on the wrong ears. It landed on David's ears. He said it at the wrong time. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There happened to be a little fellow, maybe no education, but he knew God. He didn't have the training Saul had, but he knew a God that Saul knew nothing about. And he said to the men of Israel, do you mean to tell me that you will stand and let that uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of the living God? I will go fight him. He was drawn over a naughty looking thing. The Bible says he was ruddy, just a little old boy, about 17, 18 years old, kind of maybe stooped shoulder from hard work. So, teenagers, you have a work to do. You can change the situation, you teenagers. We have heard so many bad things about teenagers. But I want to tell you, teenagers, you be involved with the things of God. Now, when the old people are running away, you tell them, you sit down, I will deal with such a situation. That's exactly what David did. When he saw his brother Eliab, when he saw Shammah scouting for cover, he said, I will not do that. I am a teenager. I still can flex my muscles. Wait till David started flexing his muscles. We're looking for youngsters, young girls, young boys, who tell or who send the devil exactly where he belongs. If it had not been God working through this teenager, I want to believe they were going to say, no, let us not even have the two fight. We are just surrendering on our own. Never surrender to the devil. And don't make any arrangements with the devil, brother and sister. If you check in the Bible, when they say two, one from this other side, to say the devil, you don't negotiate with him. When Goliath was coming, he is the one who said, let it be 1-1. But he had somebody who was holding on his weave, so there were two. So it's two versus one. Don't you ever negotiate with the devil. If you check also in the scriptures, he said, if you kill us, if you kill me, sorry, All the Philistines will save you. But look what happened. When that heap of flesh was fallen to the ground when he was defeated. Instead of the others saying, yes, we are your servants, they started running away. Never ever negotiate with the devil. He is a liar to begin with. He will never honor his promise. Even if it appears to be right, tell him, I don't. You know, that's exactly like what the natural Israelis, they say they don't negotiate with the terrorists. They don't. I like the raid at Entebbe. They appeared as if they were negotiating with the terrorists. Yet, they were making a plan on how to fly from Israel to come to Entebbe in Africa and deliver their children. Yeah, it has to be hot.
Ah, you must be hot-headed when it comes to this. Knowing that you want to smack the enemy.
That is lawful.
We say it is daft.
It's clear that we don't negotiate with the terrorists. But the one who's saying we don't negotiate, he says, come, let's negotiate. The terrorist is agreeing, sitting on a table. If that's a terrorist. That is what you do to these uncircumcised Philistines. The prophet says in the message, possessing the gate of the enemy after trial.
Possessing the gate of the enemy, prophet Anoti.
109, the prophet starts by saying,
paragraph 109,
watch what he did. When he was on earth, he conquered and possessed every gate the enemy had. The royal seed, he promised it by the word, he conquered it. He conquered the gate of sickness for us. Did I read right? What did he say? He conquered the gate of sickness for. This is Malachi 4. Who was inspired of God to say the gate of sickness, you are not going to conquer it, brother and sister. It was already conquered. So your duty is just to take over. Because it was already conquered. That's what he came to do. He remembered sick people. He conquered that gate. You don't have to conquer it. He conquered it. The other men had to conquer their own gate. But you don't have to conquer. It's already conquered. He conquered the gates of sickness. That gate, the prophet is mentioning it again. To say it was conquered. And what did he do when he conquered the gate of sickness? Whatever you ask on earth, whatever you have bound on earth, he will bind it in heaven. Give us the keys to the gate. You have the privilege, brother and sister, to say whatever you bind is bound in heaven. Heaven will raise their hands and say amen. God is waiting on you to go take over, to possess that gate. He conquered the gate of temptation. Brother and sister, that gate was already conquered. For every temptation, He will give you a way of escape. Because that gate already was conquered. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. He conquered it all, conquered every sickness. The prophet is once again repeating sickness. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered what others couldn't conquer because they are natural seed. This is a spiritual seed. He conquered the gate of the grave and rose on the third day for our justification. 1:1-2, and now we are more than conquerors. We just walk right into it as an inheritance. As an inheritance, brother, you don't work for inheritance. As long as you are born, bred in that house, as long as the blood that's flowing within you, it's only that blood that is what counts for you to be an A. That's why it's good to have good parents. Mm-hmm. Yes, you inherit whatever they have. If they are full of love, you inherit that. But if your father is a Goliath, when he opens his mouth, only vulgarity comes out. You also inherit that. But we want to thank God, our Father. He is the mighty warrior. He is the conqueror. No wonder why we can conquer sickness. No wonder why we can conquer temptation. Because we have an inheritance. More than conquerors. Now we are dealing with a defeated enemy. When an enemy is defeated, brother and sister, you know it. He is defeated. Like the other time I mentioned to say, you know, even if it's a game, you know this one was defeated 2-1 or let's say 2-0. So you know this one is defeated. You can even remove the goalkeeper. They are a defeated enemy. It doesn't matter what they do. One thing you know for sure, even when he's 5 meters away from a gate where there's no goalkeeper, he's not going to score. He is a defeated enemy. Now, that's exactly what is happening to you, brother and sister. But the thing of it is, the devil wants to inflict you with fear so that you don't accept, you don't take that you are a mighty warrior. When the prophet is telling us that sickness is defeated, you say amen to that, because the prophet is saying it. Death is defeated. Hell is defeated. Everything is defeated. When everything is defeated, you walk as a prince, knowing everything. When we say everything, brother, everything is everything. So you know, when you are sick, you can tell that sickness. Say, my prophet told me to say, you sickness, you cancer, you are defeated. I have an inheritance. I am telling you now to say, you live in the name of Jesus Christ. You tell that devil, say, who is you you are an uncircumcised
Philistine.
I also want you to know, brother and sister, when you hear of a testimony of somebody who was delivered by God, that's a Goliath that has been defeated. Now, when Goliath was defeated, when he fell to the ground, the other people who were taking cover in the caves, when Goliath, when he was still alive, when he says, "Give me a man," people, the soldiers, will run to take cover in the caves. But when Goliath fell down by the stone of David, they gathered courage. Instead of running into the cave, they were saying, "I also want my own Philistine." You check, you look for your own Philistine. Remember, we said it is you who is going to identify who your Philistine is, who your Goliath is. When Goliath is down, the man in the mesh. So the Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. But when he is down, it's signifying every Philistine can be defeated. Every Philistine has to go down. So Goliath is down, brother and sister. You go after your own thing and go after him. If it is your BP, it is your sugar. I don't know who your Goliath is. I don't know who your Philistine is. But the champion is on the ground. The game, brother, is almost over. Because when the champion is down, no one can raise his head. Even children, you can take your children. They can also go after a Philistine. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are sick and tired of Philistines telling us what to do. We should tell them what to do. A demon telling you what to do. When we are supposed, our commission, you heard the prayer, the commission is, you cast out demons. But not a demon setting conditions for you. I know, brothers and sisters, you are humble. But when it's a demon, no. No, a demon, you tell it straight. I don't like this kind of dealing. That's a demon, you tell it. And the demon knows. When you speak, it has to go. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
No wonder Paul could say,
113,
when he was building a block to chop his head off. I like this. They want to chop off his head. And he's saying, "Oh death, where is your sting? Show me where you can make me squirm or scream. Grave, where is your victory? And you think you will mold me out there? I will point you to an empty one over there. And I am in him. He raised me in the last day. A defeated enemy. Royal seed of Abraham." We'll just keep a little bit. Go to. Not only did he conquer sickness, he conquered temptation.
akakurira mietsu.
He conquered every enemy. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave and rose up again. And 2,000 years later, here he stands among us this afternoon. Identify him, the mighty conqueror. He is the mighty conqueror. He can conquer in you. The prophet says, paragraph 40, talking about David. He was elected. He was called. He was anointed. And he was placed. No matter whether you can say that, well, Brother Branham, I wasn't called to be a preacher. You might be called to be a housewife. But you got your position in Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. You are just as much as David as the rest of them was. So it doesn't matter whether you are not a preacher, whether you are not a minister, as long as you are positionally placed in Christ Jesus, you have the same right, the same power that David had. You have the same right to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? The battle is on. The Philistines are standing there. Goliath made his charge. Watch him go down. So here goes David. He reaches down and looks out there, looked at Goliath and looked like that. But beyond Goliath, he saw the victory. Why? Because he trusted in God. He thought, how much more dangerous that lion is than Goliath? That's a wild beast. I trusted God to direct his shot of mine right straight into the head of the beast. And I can trust God to direct the shot here. For I killed the lion to save one sheep. God helped me save the sheep because I have faith that he would save that sheep. The prophet says, God gives us some more David. Then if he is concerned about his sheep, how much more is he with the entire army of the living God? And I will not let that boaster, I will not let that bragger come up again. Divine healing is past. I will debate it with you anyway. You will meet a David one of these days. We are looking for David who don't take no for an answer. David said, you meet, just further down, you meet me as a Philistine, in the name of a Philistine, with an armor, with a spear, with your psychology and theology, and everything else there you got there. But said, I meet you with one thing, in the name of the Lord Jesus of Israel. Not I will, but he this day will give you your head. It is not you, but it is he, the Lord, who will give you today. And I will throw your body of all you Philistines on the field for the wild animals and the birds to pick on. He nodded where he was at. The prophet says, hallelujah. Every David sitting here tonight, you are positionally in Christ God. God has confirmed it. Election, calling, anointing, blessing. He elected you and called you. He elected you, brother. Then he anointed you with the Holy Spirit. And now he's placed you in the body of Christ. Each one of you is David. Where is the Goliath? Who is the Goliath, Brother Branham? You also could be asking that same question. To say, where is that Goliath? And who is that Goliath? That cancer that's eating you up? That tumor that's hanging on you? Them cataracts on your eyes? That crippled arm, everything looks at it and says it can't be done. Anything that says it can't be done, that is a Goliath. And we know one thing for sure, Goliath has to fall down. The devil says you might well quit believing. If he tells you to quit believing, tell that devil, I'm going to believe them more. They told a certain man, blind Bartimaeus, he was told to say, don't cry. They told him not to cry. The more they told him not to cry, the more he cried out. If the devil says something, do exactly what you are supposed to do. Defeat him the more. Glory be to God. You might as well settle down, because you can't never no more get well. Your doctor said so, and the rest of them said, you can't get well. But the Christ that made you stop your drinking, that made you stop your smoking, your lying, your stealing, that saved you from your life of drunkenness, from railing, from sin and devil's grace, if God can do that for you, he can save you from your TB and from your cancer. He is a Goliath. Don't take his boss. Don't take the boss of your Goliath. Stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and challenge him to a showdown. We want David. When people are running away, he will say, let no man's heart faint. I will go and fight this Goliath. And one thing for sure, brother and sister, if you are correctly placed, if you are called, God will do the fighting for you. He will fight your Goliath. The only thing that you need to do, fear not. Take the first step. Take your stone. Take your 5 stones. Take your slingshot. Your duty is to sling it. As soon as you sling it, brother, it is God's duty to ensure it is directed to that right place where Goliath has to fall down. And brother and sister, when something is in God's hands, it will never miss. There was another one, the Israelites were fighting, and the enemy was discomfited, and the enemy was running away, fleeing. Oh, but the children of God, they realized, if we start running after them, we will not catch up with them. But God, who is rich in mercy, he looked from heaven and he saw the enemy running away. And he said, I am a rolling stone. He rained stones from heaven.
Each
stone was just landing on an enemy. Do you think God's stone will miss? He is a mighty warrior. He is the chief prince. He is the captain of the host. He will fight your battle. Some small battles you can fight. Don't even consult God then. Someone you can deal with. But when you realize, I can't get a hold of this Philistine, you elevate it to God. From heaven, when God looks down, the enemy will just disappear. Pharaoh and his army, they started to try to follow after the people with the promise. But when he looked through the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, the waters just covered the enemy. Many ways our Lord uses. He can use water to destroy. He can use fire to destroy. He can use stones too to destroy. Our God is awesome. He reigned from heaven above. Stand still, brother. Your uncircumcised Philistine has no chance with you. You can even write down your uncircumcised Philistine so that when it happens, you can tick. Say, this one is God.
One town.
This next one is God. It is possible, brother. That's why
Joshua,
when he was fighting, and he realized, I'm running short of time, he did not even pray. He just said, son, stand still. If
Joshua
could do that, he was a man. Brother and sister, if God respected the word of Joshua, he can also respect your word. You can still speak it and it will happen. Why did he respect the word of Elisha? Tomorrow there will be plenty of good in Samaria. He spoke the word and God honored it. The prophet was told, speak to the storm. He spoke to the storm. He said, you son, you shine for 4 days until we are out of here. It happened, brother and sister. You speak also to your stone. You speak to your uncircumcised Philistine. Whatever you say, brother, God will honor that. He will ensure it comes to pass. Because all that was in God was poured into Christ. All that was in Christ was poured into you. The Holy Ghost in you will guide you to say the right word. Didn't Sister Hetty say the right thing? She said, I am a poor widow, but I want salvation of my two boys. Immediately, she got her salvation of her two boys. Why do you want to put it for tomorrow? Even now. That's exactly what Martha said. When the supernatural voice was speaking, when he went before Lazarus, 4 days late, he was still on time. You could be crying, why was I not healed last year? Why was I not healed last week? He is never too late. He is right on time. The reason why he wants you to be healed today, you know the pain that you passed through. If now you get healed, you will then say, this is not the hand of a man, but this is the hand of Jehovah. Jehovah reigns from heaven above. Brother, time is no more. Spiritually and naturally, we have to do them exploits. Because there is no more time left. If there was time, there was more time. You can say, I'll leave this one maybe for my son or my grandchildren. You don't know the time. You don't know the hour. He is coming very soon. We are depending on you to do them exploits. When the devil says the days of miracles are past, tell, say, shut up, devil. You tell him to say, shut up. I know when we, you know, it used not to be a good word to be called to say, shut up. But to the devil, you tell that devil, shut up. Ah, brother. Don't say right thing to the devil. Tell him off. Tell him off. You also remind him where he's going. Tell him. Time is no more. And you know where you are going, devil? Tell him, I know where I'm going. I'm going to rejoice. There won't be darkness there. He is the light. Walk in the light. Oh, ah, remind that devil. You are going to suffer, you devil. And let him feel anger pulsating in him. And then, brother, you can laugh. I like Abraham. He fell down with laughter. There are some things you don't have to be too serious. When the devil thinks he got you on the corner, then you can say, watch this devil. You thought you got me. I told you, I'll tell you again that you are a liar. You remember that blind man who was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ? And the Pharisees, they told him, they were talking to him, say, how did he heal you, blah, blah, blah. And then he told them, he spit and put some soil and put the spittle on my eyes, and he told me to go wash, and I washed, and now I can see. They did not believe him. They called the parents. They were questioning him, them. And then they said, we know this is our son. We also know that he was born blind. But how he sees, we don't know. He is of age. Ask him. They called him again. I like this blind man. You asked me, I told you. Now you are asking me again. Will you be his disciples if I tell you for the second time? That is what you should tell the devil. Just go on 24. Look, they were lying on 24 where they're saying, God give the praise. They again called the man who was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Liars. Even if you do something good, liar will remain a liar. You go on 25? He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. What thing I know? Whereas I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what we need, brother and sister. Don't let the devil take you into accusations. Tell him, I know myself. I know what I used to do. I now know what I do. Whether this man is a sinner or not, I don't know. What I know is, I was blind. But now, I can see. I can tell. You are wearing pink. Oh, brother. The devil, you know, instead of them glorifying God, to say, this one, we used to give him our money. Now he can go and work for himself. But they are angry. Say something more so that they become more angrier. Ah, that's true. The prophet says, I'll come to 45, just below 45. Positionally in Christ, if the believer knows his position, God is a great spirit. The Holy Ghost is ready to fall on anybody that will believe it. Do you believe it? God has promised it. God will do it. You are in Christ. 45 we go, the message. Goliath is breaking. Goliath says, you see, you was here last night and didn't get healed. You was here the other meetings. You didn't get healed. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Some of you, you could even be, the devil could be whispering the same to you. You came on the altar. A prayer was made. You were never healed. That is the devil, Goliath, breaking. Don't give up, brother. What do you have to say? Who is that uncircumcised devil? So when the devil is coming and whispering to you to say you were here last night and didn't get healed, you reply back. Who is that uncircumcised devil? Who is that devil that has no relationship with God at all? Who is that devil that stands with nothing but a defeated thing behind him? His master was defeated at Calvary by our Lord and our conqueror. The prophet say, hallelujah. He is a bluff. That's all. We won't believe him anymore. Down with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't believe the devil. That's the only time you can say, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Satan is our enemy number one.
We don't believe in our enemy. We tell him. Jesus Christ robbed Satan of everything he had. He spoiled principalities and powers and dominions.
His
domain reigns over the heaven and the earth.
We are
just and we are subject to his domain. My, that's just put him where he belongs. The devil down there and Christ the victor. You are called, elected, anointed, positionally put in the body of Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Goliath, you are defeated. Amen. He is defeated tonight.
Hallelujah.
You believe it, brother. You believe it, sister. The prophet Elisha, in that message, paragraph 12, the prophet says, well, if a national army should consult the Lord in a time of trouble, what about when cancer has got you in a corner? When TB got you in a corner, when afflictions got you in a corner, don't give up. Let's consult the Lord about it and see what he had to say. Let's just keep a little bit, let's go to where the prophet says, say, well, Brother Branham, I have tried for 6 years to be born again of the Spirit of God, to receive the Holy Spirit. He's never come to me. Well, let's try again tonight. Brother and sister, we are saying, if you tried something and seemingly it did not happen, the prophet is saying, let's try it again tonight or this afternoon and see what the Lord will say. For he is always willing if you will just get everything out of the way. We want to put everything out of the way. We want to say, Lord, have your will. We are saying, Lord, we are sick and tired of being defeated of the enemy. We want to take charge. Because exactly we are the royal seed of Abraham. We have a promise to possess the gates of the enemy. If you say you have got a gate and you are failing to overcome it, you are failing to live as the royal seed of Abraham. God takes open that scripture and say, Lord, I am a royal seed of Abraham. You told me to say, I possess every gate of the enemy. Sickness, superstitions, and devils had pinned us down. But when our master, when he went on the cross of Calvary, when he cried out, it is finished, when he said, it is finished, the prophet says, the captive can be set free, sinners can be saved. It was already done. It was settled at Calvary. You don't have to fight anymore. You just have to take, brother. Why did he cry? He saw you. He saw me. To say you want to be a deliverer, to bring deliverance to you. So, brother and sister, deliverance was already provided. You go right ahead and take it. The prophet says, this great warrior David,
49,
what did the rest of the army see when they seen it could be done? Now, when Goliath was down, everybody saw that it could be done. They said, we can do it too, for we are Israelites also. Oh, brother and sister, if you hear a royal seed of
Abraham
giving a testimony, You also say, if this royal seed of Abraham did it, I am also a royal seed of Abraham. I can do it too. You go after your own Goliath. And you are everyone God's children and got a right to the blessing. Pull the sword now. Let's go forth and slay these Goliaths out there. They strode their dead bodies plump to the valleys over the hillside, to the gates. Sure, you can do it too. It's yours. It's for you. It's all it's for every believer. Many believers do we have? The prophet is saying, victory is yours. As long as you are a believer, you can stand on your feet and say, this one I take it because I am a believer. You can tell the devil to say, shut up. I am a believer. We want that faith with the hairs on the chest. Oh, brother, I like the way the prophet expresses things. That faith doesn't take no for an answer. There is somebody in here who was digging a well, who is even looking at me. He was digging a well and hit on a rock. Hey, brother. And then he was telling the pastor to say, yes, I hit on a rock. What quickly came to the pastor's mind? Get some, what do you call them? Dynamite, exactly. And blast it out. Ah, but the precious one said, no, that's not what I want. I want you to speak the word. Hey, brother. The person is looking at me. With no, what do you call it? Dynamite?
Pasina mabambo ya dynamite.
He then called to say, water is already there. That was his Goliath. And I'm also, somebody is also looking at me who has almost a similar problem. That one, it was a borehole. And he could not, I think for the third or fourth time, he's not catching water. But now Goliath is down. I want to believe. He is also saying, I am also an Israelite. I am also going to get my water. It is possible, brother. Let it be said before it happens, so that glory and honor will be given unto the Lord. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. All things are possible. When Goliath is bragging, we need them, David. Who doesn't take the boss from a Goliath? I'm looking for a sister, a brother who is saying, I am sick and tired. I have been going and taking heed in a cave. But I now realize I am a David. I could be young, but I'm going in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that people will know the Lord does not save by a spear. He does not save by a shield. For the battle is the Lord's. My Lord will deliver. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is possible, brother. I will just read in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 42.
Verse 42.
When the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. But he was just a youth, ruddy and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David with his gold. I like what Goliath did. He curses that he did. David's faith started pulsating. To say, you don't do this to my God. You don't curse the armies of the living God. Then 45. Then say David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day, will the Lord deliver you into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head off. Hallelujah. Sometimes we've got to prophesy some of these things. You prophesy these things. David was prophesying. And he walked right into his prophecy. And I will give thy carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that the earth may know there is a God in Israel. The reason why David was saying this, he wanted them to know there is a God who was dwelling in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord serveth not with a sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Your Goliath, God will deliver him into your very own hands. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's exactly what then David did. He slang it, and God did the rest. And for sure, he went and cut off the head of Goliath. When he cut off the head of Goliath, that's when the other soldiers got courage. I want to believe it was troublesome for David to carry the head of Goliath. That is true. He would hold one ear. Maybe he can't lift it with one hand. Then he have to hold both ears. And then he staggers as he's going. Brother and sister, you could be languishing. Your Goliath putting you under his feet. Oh, but I've got good news for you. You are going to stagger with blessings, brother. Failing to catch them and hold them. Your Goliath has to go down. It is possible because you are called and you are blessed and you are positionally blessed. There is no need for you to fear. It is time for you, brother, to take what rightfully belongs to you. Because you are a royal seed of Abraham. If you are a royal seed of Abraham, don't negotiate with the enemy. If you are a royal seed of Abraham, tell the devil what you want. If you want him out of your life, tell him that. Walk into your prophecy. David did not negotiate with Goliath. There is no need, brother and sister,
hapana chikonzero,
even to, for your BP to remain until tomorrow.
Kuti BP yako irambe iripo kusvika mangwana.
Why do you want your BP to be there until tomorrow?
We say unomboonesana ne BP kusvika mangwana.
Why?
Nekuda kwei.
Why do you want your sugar?
See, you know, the diabetes.
To be with you until tomorrow. When David said, 40 days Goliath was boasting. But when it landed on David's ear, when he was told, said, this man, for the past 40 days, he has been saying this and we're taking cover. If you want, we can show you the cave for Saul. Brother, it's a shame. Honestly, a brother telling you, you see, you know, I was given, you know, this is one packet. Another one here. Goliath. Boasting. But David came right there. I understand, brethren. He was boasting for these 40 days. But I will never allow him to boast again. Today. Today. I'm going to get off his head. And he started walking, brother. He started walking towards the enemy. Towards the enemy. And Goliath thought it was a joke. No wonder why he was saying, am I a dog? If I was David, I should have said, you have said it. You are a dog. You are a beast. As a beast, I killed two of your stamp beasts. A bear, I killed it. Because it was a beast. A lion, I killed it. It was a beast. The third one, you are also a beast. I'm going to kill it. Tell your Goliath. Tell your Goliath. It is a beast. It is a beast. It must die. It must die. When it's supposed to die? Today. Today. You are David. David, don't wait for tomorrow. David, don't wait for tomorrow. Even now. Today, brother. Today, sister. We claim the healing of our brothers. The healing of our sisters. The devil is too much taking us for a ride. Goliath has been boasting for these 40 days. We are saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. We are not going to take his boasting anymore. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? If you have cancer, if you have BP sugar, whatever it is, I am challenging it right now. I don't fear it because it is a demon. We were given the power to cast out demons. Whatever it is, as long as it is a demon, today, not tomorrow. If you want it, brother and sister, don't walk out of those doors with same condition you came in. It is possible. That fear has to go. That unbelief has to go. I challenge any devil right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God is more than able. He is more than able even now to remove those shackles, even if it is sin. I rebuke it right now. Sickness, I rebuke it now. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. The liberty of the Holy Ghost. Let him freely move. Let him take control of every situation. We are sick and tired of the devil telling us it is not possible. It is possible. It is possible. Even if it is AIDS, you can get blood new transfusion. I am challenging any evil spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, won't you stand on your feet? Take and challenge your Goliath. Tell your Goliath to say, now you have to leave. I am not negotiating with you, but I am telling you, you got to go. The power of the blood, the power of Jesus Christ. He is a mighty conqueror. He went even into the region of the lost. He gave the devil a healthy kick, and he took the keys. The devil has no keys, brother, because he has no keys. All power is given to the church. Oh, I challenge you, brother. I challenge you, sister. Even now, you can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive the Holy Ghost. It is possible. You tell God, I will fix my life, but I want the Holy Ghost. I will fix my life after service, but Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the superpower, the super anointing. All things are possible. I am declaring all things are possible now. Not tomorrow, but now. Whatever you are in need of, today, 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 all things are possible. Receive what you want. Receive what you want. If you want overcoming power, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Brother Caleb, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. We believe it, Father. Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing that is too hard for
thee,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. How can you lose at this moment? Oh, demonic powers, we are putting you under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, evil spirits, unclean living, lying spirits, ancestral spirits, sicknesses, TB, blood pressure, cancer, Father God, Lord Jesus, the devil has been causing havoc to your children, oh God, many years, many months, oh God, but Father, we are putting a full stop, and we are saying enough is enough. Oh Father, we are claiming victory. Oh God, this uncircumcised Philistine, Father, we thank you. We are told by the prophet that uncircumcision, it means not receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh Father,
kunana sekuru mwe matsinza tisine mwe mutsvene. Father, we bind it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Mweri kutatsona nyikuti wabudire mabizimu. Father, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Mweri kushaiwa ziwo, mweri kushaiwa mweri mutsvene. Father, we bind it this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We are coming, O God, with the power bestowed on us, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the living God. We are binding every devil. Satan, you are defeated. We are cunning like David. Father, we know whom you have believed. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, how we magnify your name. How we glorify your name. Oh, dear Jesus. Father, we are binding blood pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood pressure, demon, we are binding you. Let the people of God free. We are calling out for liberty. This day is the day of freedom. This day is a day of liberty. Those that have cancer, oh Father, Satan, loose your dirty hands on the children of God. We challenge you, live now, not tomorrow, but we are talking of now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are seeking the Holy Ghost, Father, may you give them now. We are told it's a promise. Oh Father, may you grant to them, it's your promise. You did it on the day of Pentecost. You gave those hungering hearts. Father, today in the tabernacle, there are some hungering hearts also. Sisters hungering, brothers hungering. Father God, we pray that you grant them the baptism of the Holy Ghost. May you give it to them. Father, we thank thee. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name. Oh God, you are holy. Father, Lord, we do not negotiate with the devil this morning. We don't want to negotiate with ancestral spirits. Father, we are putting them under our feet. They are defeated. Father, we are winners. We believe in the God of David, the God of Israel, who slumbers not, who is awake this morning, Lord. Father, may you touch your people. May you change lives. Father God, we know this message can change lives, can change situations. May you grant your people the desires, Lord, upon their hearts. Oh, Father, Lord, we do not go back home the way how we came. But Father, we believe in the power of transformation that is available in our midst. Father, we thank thee, Lord. Look at the hands that are raised by your children. Their requests represented by raised hands. Father, we pray, may you touch your people. May you grant to them according to their desire. Oh, Mwari Makarura, Muchiri Mwari, wanopindura minamato. Muchiri Mwari, wanoshandura mamiro ezvinhu. Muchiri Mwari, wanosvinudza mapofu. Muchiri Mwari, wanosimudza vanhu pamaucheya. Muchiri Mwari, Baba, munosimudza mheta makumbo. Muchiri Mwari, wanozadza nemweya mutsvene. Muchiri Mwari, wanoshandura mamiriro ezvinhu mudzimba. Satani a loser. Satani a defeated. Satani wakundwa. Madimoni wakundwa. We are winners this morning. We can do it also. We are shouting victory. This day is a day of victory. you are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for coming down and speak to us in such a wonderful way. Father, we glorify your name. Oh God, may you restore back the virtue that has gone out of glory from our past. Father, may you bless more and more. May you bless this family, oh God. Oh dear Jesus, may you preserve him for many days. Oh God, use him many more. Father, for our benefit. Father, we thank you so much. We pray, Lord, for our offspring. We commit them unto you, Lord. Even as we've come to the end of this service, we pray, oh God, as your children will be going back to their place of abode, may you grant them grace, Lord, till we meet again. Father, we pray that we take with us this anointing to our homes, oh God. Father, we thank you so much. We appreciate you as we commit everything unto you. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
behind us. God bless you until we meet again. We give it a dismissal song. Until we meet again. We continue loving one another. Love covered a multitude of sins. Let's stand on our feet as we sing the dismissal song.